And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, we were just talking about the Dutch girls. I'm sorry. We are in West Michigan, though, so you can do that. And it was not derogatory at all.
I don't even know where you're going.
Well, what we're talking about is those big Amish chickens that are here that have nice thighs as well as nice breasts. So let's talk about our orange thighs.
Nobody ever talks about chicken butts.
Nope.
I think they're slighted.
Right. Well, that's because it's reserved for the hog. We always talk about pork butts. We don't talk about chicken butts.
So I played around. You're right. I did have a bunch of skinless bone length. I bought too much for the Alan Bob's Millbrook event. And I want to thank the folks at Millbrook and Alan Bob's. I think they're going to rename the place like Millbrook Bob's or something like that. Yeah, that's what I heard. And anyway, so the next...
Turned into a cantina?
The final day, the Sunday, they had their company picnic.
Right.
And I cooked for that and brought out just some fantastic brisket. I mean, I was really, really fussy because I had one Friday. I did not like it all. And so I thought, man, this has just got to be perfect. Well, what a nice group of people. If you want to go get your sports stuff, if you want to get your curly tails or anything like that for walleye, go to Alan Bob's. They just have a group of people that is fantastic. And I had some of those. So everybody at their events ate butts and brisket.
Okay.
Had all this chicken. Nobody ate it. So I didn't even make any the second day and the third day. So I did end up with a bunch of skinless, boneless thighs. And I cryovacked. I got my vacuum packer out like you always do.
Yep.
And I thought, oh, I'm just going to package all this up and it'll be great. Threw it in the freezer, fortunately, before the cow got there. And I had one breast left, one thigh left. And it was like 10 o'clock at night now. My wife's out on the porch on the swing looking at Facebook, listening to the birds. And I thought, man, I haven't eaten all day. I've been on this diet. I'm just going to play around with this thing. So I took that one piece and I cut it up into kind of bigger bite-sized pieces because it's going to reduce.
Almost like stir fry pieces.
Yeah. And I just wanted to play with it and see if it'd be any good for stir fry, for one thing, because right. I've just never used it. I always use steak or shrimp, right?
Right.
So I did that and I put some sesame seed oil, and I'm going to put this recipe on the website. Chaz is going to take care of that. I have it all written up. I took some toasted sesame oil from Old World.
And you have to be careful with that.
I love it.
Oh, I love it too, but a little bit goes a long ways of that toasted sesame oil.
Yeah. So anyway, I took maybe 2 tablespoons of that and 2 tablespoons of their garlic oil.
Right.
I put it in a medium skillet, cast iron, cut all those pieces up, cut some onions up, and I threw that thing in there. And I started sauteing the onions, sauteing them. And then I put just a little bit of teriyaki, soy sauce on it. And I put some ground ginger, some white pepper, and I touched it off with a little bit of sugar and a little more sesame oil because it just seems to want to disappear on you, right? And I took a couple clementines that were getting ugly. Those are those little bitty
tangerines.
Yep. And I peeled them off, put them into separates, and I little pieces, and I spread them out over the chicken. I put a cover on it for about 5 minutes. And I turned it off, and I...
Well, that cast will hold heat for a while, too, yeah.
I got some orange marmalade, and I dolloped it on top, and I put the lid back on for another 5 minutes, and I brought it out to the porch on a small plate, because Maureen said she wasn't hungry. I said, I'm going to make a little chicken. And I brought it out, and she goes, what's that? And I said, oh, just a little experiment. I brought you a fork in case you want to feel brave. Right. And she's really a chicken when it comes to food, no pun intended. But she was looking at it, and she goes, smells kind of good. So she took her fork, and she tried a little bite, and she goes, that's not bad. Next thing you know, we're scarfing down this plate of these little tidbits. I think it would have even been better with just a touch of, leave it the way it is. The recipe is going on the website. I'm calling it Orange Thighs in memory of, well, anyway.
Right.
It's just good. You'll like it. And so if you can use a skillet on your grill, like my Cajun grill.
Well, you can use that on a gas grill, too. You can't use your big one because the lid won't close.
Well, what I was going to say is if you can use a skillet on your grill, do that on your charcoal grill and get some of that savory flavor from your, like I'll be generally using my big Cajun, and that's made
which is a charcoal grill
made by the Percy Guidry company. And then the next session, we're going to talk to T. Guid, and he's got some chicken secrets that he's going to let out of the hen house.
And it's always good to talk with him too because it's all Creole. I mean, he's in Lafayette, Louisiana, and he actually has his own show down there. Where he's a video sensation. He's got a face for the video. We're just stuck with the radio. But at the end of the day, this guy teaches cooking and recipes all the time, and it's going to be kind of cool.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. It's called Grilling with the Gurus.
Yep.
Him and his buddy, they are silly. I can't imagine going on and producing a show and being silly.
No, I know. We take ourselves so damn serious, right, that you have to do that. But, you know, the other thing that I really enjoy doing with a chicken, a yard bird, is this spatchcock method. Sounds like a funny name, but all you're doing is you're cutting the backbone out of a chicken, buy a whole chicken, right? And pull the giblets out if it's they're stuffed in there or whatever. And then there's the little tail that you can see, and you're going to run a pair of scissors. Kitchen scissors are the best.
Poultry scissors if you have
them. There you go. Yes, that's what I meant to say instead of kitchen. Thank you. Both sides of the backbone, and what it's going to do, it's going to open that up, and then you're going to see the rib cage where you just cut the ribs out. And I'd take a sharp knife, a smaller knife, because you want to get just between the ribs and the meat.
A fillet or boning knife
right,
is
yep,
good for
and
that.
get those bones out of there. And then what'll happen is you can flip that over and lay it on your grill, and that the thighs are going to splay out, that breast is going to open up, and you've got it now flattened down. Now before you do that, you're going to want to season that. There's a raw side and a skin side, right, if you can envision this, and the inside. And you're going to want to season that with whatever you use. You know, we've got everybody's got a variety of seasonings that they use for chicken. But
so that's a good one. Rob and I used to do that in our class. And what you reminded me of when you were talking about the poultry shears is that you still have mine. No.
Yeah.
Is that when you cut that spine out, you know, it's spineless now, right? So it's just like a politician.
Or tofu eaters.
But it'll be real obvious because when you're cutting up the back, you're really cutting the ribs.
Right.
So you won't have any trouble finding those ribs when Jop talks about slicing those ribs out. You won't have any trouble finding those ribs. They're going to be cutting your hand as you make that cut up it.
Right.
So you'll see they'll be real obvious, and you just slide your – I use a boning knife, and I just slip behind there and slide it down gently. And
almost like you're filleting a fish.
They fall right out.
Right.
And then when you do that, now you've got even a safer piece. Some guys will bone the whole thing at that point. Like T. Guid, he'll do that when he makes turducken.
Right.
But you can also smoke this piece of meat.
Ooh,
but here's
yeah.
the key. Rub it, season it. I always cook the skin side down first because you want to render some of that fat off. And if you do the bare side down, it tends to want to get a little bit overcooked. So you just got to play with it. But whatever position you put that in on your smoking rack, that's your presentation. So the only thing that's going to vary are the direction of those kneecaps on those drumsticks.
Right.
You can flip them in or out. There's a certain look to it. Just
right.
decide how that's going to look.
Yep.
Because once it starts cooking, you're not moving them.
Right. Right. But it's a great presentation. It's easy for people to eat. Super easy to cut up into portions. Right? Because you've got those ribs out of there, so you can cut the breasts off easy. You can get the leg quarters off easy, and bam.
You ever go to a Boy Scout barbecue?
Nope. I've never eaten barbecued Boy Scout before.
Did you see those big fire pits on the side of the road when they're trying to raise money?
Yeah.
Well, that's basically a half a chicken or a quarter chicken. That's what somebody did.
Right. Yep.
And those are great to put on flipping racks, too.
Sure. All right. Coming up next, T. Guid from the Percy Guidry Grilling Company is going to be with us, Nick. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.